In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are according to arrangement, we're going to study Isaiah chapter 34 together.
奉主圣名，跟着安排，我们今天要查考以赛亚书三十四章。
The chapter is, you know, if you read it, it's not very easy to understand why God has this chapter for us in the beginning.
我们开始念这章的话。我们不晓得为什么神会给我们这一章，因为不是那么容易的明白。
But actually, if we usually we look at chapter 34 and 35 together.
一般上呢是要看三十四章跟三十五章一起看。
I think it is not wrong to look at these two chapters, you know, in future, of course. You know, the first 34 is about really, you know, God's punishment, God's denunciation, God's vengeance.Upon his enemies, against his enemies.
我们呢查考上以赛亚书呢，应该是三十四章跟三十五章一起看，因为三十四章是讲到主耶稣的审判，神的审判，还有神的伸冤。
God's vengeance, that means God's punishment,
神的审判，神的伸冤。
Vengeance.Is going against.
就是复仇的意思。
And then in chapter 35, we can just the opposite of chapter 34.
三十五章的内容跟三十四章是完全的相反。
Glory and growth of the church. Really, think about that one. Glory and growth of the church. Glory, 荣耀。
神
跟教会的荣耀跟增长。
跟增长。
This is very opposite. The two contrasting.
这两章是完全相反的。
And so if you look at the two together as a kind of a poem of two parts, then it's very interesting. You know, God dealing with evil, God's dealing with good.
那这两章我们一起看的话，就说神是怎么去惩罚那些邪恶的，还有人怎么样去对那些善的又怎么处理呢？
So from this chapter 34, we can see.Everything, almost everything that we read is not good.
从三十四章我们所看到的所读的一切都是不好的。
So we'll look at first of all the verses quickly, and then let's see what kind of teachings we can get out of from here.
那我们快快地看一下这章，到底我们从这章可以学到什么
？From chapter 34, verse 1,
三十四章第一节。
You can see, come near, you nations, to hear, very clear.
列国啊，要近前来听。
To hear what?
听什么呢?
To hear all the destructions to be described in the following, from the following verses after one, verse one.
就是听那第一节之后将要毁灭的事情。
Yeah, you nations, that means the whole world.
列国啊，这个列国是指着全世界。
It means everything in this world.
那这世界上的一切。
All things in it, very clear. All things in it.
就世界上的一切。
Chapter 4, verse 1, it says that all things in it, that means what? All the inhabitants, all their deeds, all their sinful life, all this, you know, will be taken care of by God.
就是列国要听，近前听，众民啊要侧耳而听，地和其上所充满的，世界和其中一切所处的，都应当听。
How would God take care of this kind of evils?
神怎么样去处理这种邪恶？
Or the people who are so, you know, evil going against God even after warnings.
就是即使这些人经过警告之后呢，他们还是那么的邪恶。
How God would deal with them?
神怎么样处理
这些人？ Verse 2, you can see indignation of the Lord is against the whole world.
第二节我们看到神的愤怒向全国展开。
God's fury, anger will go against, you know.People who think they are so strong, people who think they can live forever,
神的愤怒会临到那些自以为坚强的，或者是以为自己永远可以长存的。
And then God said, "This is the destruction for your people."
神说
slaughter.
神说这就是要灭尽他们。
So can see descriptions of God, punishments.Can be seen further,
Yeah, 下来我们看到是神的审判跟
毁
灭。第三节
，They will be thrown out.
他们必然被抛弃。
And you can look at the stench, the smell. You know, the rotten smell shall rise, you know, from their corpses, and then the whole mountains will be melted with their blood. Wow, what a description!
第三节
，What a poem, if you like.
第三节，被杀的必然抛弃，尸首 臭气上腾，诸山被他们的血融化。
If you think about being thrown out, many verses in the Bible clearly tells us, they would be treated like, you know, dogs, vultures. They would be in disgrace, in shame.
就是我们看到这个抛弃这个字眼，在圣经里面很常写到这两个字眼，就是他们被会抛弃，然后会
狗好像
会狗这样把它吞吃。
They are treated like dogs.
就要像狗一样。
So treated like, you know, we have been doing all the creatures which are not clean, how they were treated like them, you know.
就好像那些 不洁净的动物就会被神就是这样的处罚。
That would mean shame and disgrace.
就是他们的羞辱。
Jeremiah chapter 22 actually emphasizes this point. Jeremiah 22 verse 18 and 19.
耶利米书22章18、19节有强调这一点哦。
Jeremiah 22 verses 18 and 19.
耶利米书22章18、19节有强调这一点。
From verse 18, you see, they shall not lament for him. He's talking about Jehoiakim as a typical and a specimen.For us to take it as a warning, no, nobody would mourn for him. You know, alas, my brother, or even my sister, you know, or master, or his glory. Why? Because verse 19 says he will be buried, shall be buried with no burial, just like a donkey, cast out beyond the gates of Jerusalem. This is what God is going to do to the people of the world who always go against him, even until the end of their life. Oh.
十八节是讲到耶西亚的儿子耶雅敬，他呢人必不为他举哀，然后十九节是说他被埋葬，好像埋驴一样，要拉出去，扔在耶路撒冷城门之外。
No salvation，
没有救。
Beyond the gates of Jerusalem，
就是被丢在耶路撒冷之外。
This is the fate of people in the end time，
就是末世这些人的命运。
They be cast out。Cast out.
假如被神抛弃的话
，they will be cast out.
他们会被神抛弃。
This is very important. So, in other words, the description is very clear. Impossible to bury the slain.
所以这边的描述是很清楚的，就是这些人不会被埋葬。
被杀？No time even to bury them.This is talking about end time, really. We'll talk about this.
就是这些人被杀之后呢，没有机会去被埋葬，因为这是末世的来临。
Look at this. The mountains melted with their blood. Oh, what a description! Yeah, mountain. We just read the verse. Mountain melted with their blood. Verse 3, right?
诸山被他们的血融化。
How can blood melt a mountain?
这个血怎么会融化这个山呢？
Yes, a lot of prophetic books are very poetic, very clear in describing something. In other words, the blood that they shed. So much.
这边的描写是说，因为他们流血是流的太多了，所以呢，诸山也被他们的血融化。
So much of the blood, so hot of the blood that can even melt the mountain.
因为这血实在是太多了，真的能够融化。整座山
，Of course, literally is impossible. This is a description.
字眼上看来是不可能，但是这是一种描绘。
Telling us God's punishment would be very, very clear.
这告诉我们神的惩罚是很清楚的。
Verse 4, you can see.
第四节
，Heaven will be dissolved.
天上的万象都要消灭。
And also, you can see heaven shall be rolled up like a scroll.
天被卷起，好像书卷。
Horse shall fall down.
那万象要惨败。
Coming down, what does it mean?
这什么意思呢
This verse talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Of course,
这一节是讲到主耶稣的再临。
This is very clear, according to the prophecy of Jesus.
根据主的预言，我们看得很清楚。
According to the message of Peter,
根据彼得的信息
that we know in Second Peter chapter 3, right, verse 10.
在彼得后书第三章第十节。
In that verse, you can see all the elements, you know, physical elements will be built with.Fervent heat,
就是有形的一切物质都被这个火消灭掉。
They be burned, they become ashes, and become nothing.
他们被毁，然后像
so this
灰尘灰一样。
This verse, you look at it, it says so clearly, rolled up like a scroll.
所以这边第四节讲到天被卷起，
this is really、
好像书卷，
the end of the world.
这是世界的末日。
Prophesied by Revelation chapter 6.
这是在启示录第六章有预言。
Verse 14,
十四节。
In that verse, Revelation 6:14, you can see something as what Isaiah prophesied.
启示录六章十四节。
It's sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up. Rolled up.
天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来。
It means finished, no more.
就是完全结束了。
You just go through quickly the verses, and then we see what other teachings we can get.
我们很快的看一看这些节，
so、then,
然后看看我们可以学到什么。
The message turns to Edom, the Edomites.
那这先去现在是指向以东。
突然间又讲到以东了。Why? What's going on? Just now is the whole all the nations. Suddenly, Edomites coming.
那刚才是针对所有的世界的。现在突然间提到以东，为什么突然间提到以东
？In other words, God says specifically, you know, God has chosen Edomites to be punished to show an example. Typical, you know, kind of sinful people.
神拣选以东是特地要给大家一个例子看，就是因为这以东人是特别的残酷，很罪恶。
This we can learn a bit later on, huh? Why?
为什么呢
？In other words, in this chapter 34, we can see, Isaiah.Regards the Edomites as a kind of a representative of enemies of God in end time.
所以在三十四章，神特别强调，就是以东人他们是末世神的敌人，
代表
神的，代表神的敌人。
Kind of people, Edomites very bad, very evil.
这以东人非常的残酷。
If you like, they're even worse than the other Gentiles because they knew God.And yet they went against God's people, His own brothers.
他们认识神，但是他们却就是残杀他的兄弟姐妹，不是吗？
Is it not worse than the Gentiles who do not know the word of God?
比外邦人不是更糟糕吗？
That's why this is chosen to warn us, be careful.
所以这以东人是神特别的拣选来提醒我们。
Don't go against your brother in secret or in darkness.
不要在暗地里或者是公开的得罪你的弟兄姐妹。
This is not acceptable.
这不是神所接受的。
What would that bring?
这会带来什么呢？
Curse.
就是咒诅。不是吗？
Curse will come upon.
咒诅会临到这些人。
So all these kind of teachings, you can see, warning.
那这些都是在提醒我们。
People of my curse, that means definitely will be condemned for judgment.
那这些被咒诅的人呢，一定会。
Make sure we are not this kind of people.
那我们要确实知道我们不是这种人。
Verse six,
第六节。
It's a very beautiful description, but I'm very serious.
非常美丽的描写，但是非常的严重。
The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. That means God will punish.
神的刀满了血，就是神一定会审判。
Different kinds of animals, here, lambs, goats, you know, and rams. You can see.It's to tell us, doesn't matter, people who in their own eyes, they are good or high ranking or low profile, God doesn't care too much about that. God will punish them because they are all evil.
因为用不同的动物，比如像公山羊，不同的动物来代表这些人描述，就是说，这些人不管他们的背景怎么样，
高低，
神高低，
God will give them the same punishment.
神一定会审判他们。
Punishment very important. You can see, huh? So using this kind of slaughtering of animals for offerings to signify destruction.
So 用这种动物的被杀来以表说被毁。
So when we read prophetic books on Isaiah and many other books, we got to understand that a lot of the messages are written in metaphors, similes, you know, or figures, prefigurations.
当我们读这个预言书的时候，以及以赛亚书，那很多的描述是用名义或者是暗义来描写。
And then if you look at them, actually, it's description in a very poetic manner, and yet with destruction, are very serious.
那所描写的一切是非常的
美妙 ，but actually with destruction.
就是很有诗意的描绘，但是结果是很严肃的，就是被毁灭。
You look at this Bozrah. What is Bozrah?
那我们看这个波斯拉是什么呢？
波斯拉 is one of
the 波斯拉
is one of the very important cities in the land of Edom。
这波斯拉在以东城里，在以东里面是一个很重要的城市。
Yeah, in the Bible, actually, very often the city capitals of a nation is mentioned to represent the whole country will be destroyed.
那一般上呢，这个国家的首都城重要的城市都会描写，就是意表着这个国家
首都被毁灭，等于全国被毁灭。
这首都被毁灭，就是等于全国。
If London is destroyed, the whole UK is gone.
假设伦敦被毁灭的
话 really in a way,
整个英国就会被毁灭。
So this is a description,
这是一种描写。
So God here, because the more you read it, the more you find that God is a God of punishment.
我们读下去的话，我们知道，好像神是一个审判的神。
Indeed, he is.
其实他是的。
If we move on to see,
我们继续再看第七节。
The oxen shall come down with them, and the young bulls with mighty bulls. They'll be nothing. They'll be killed, soaked with blood.
第七节，野牛、牛犊和公牛要一同下来，他们地喝醉了血，他们的尘土因自由肥沃。
Again, describing how destruction will come along.
这是告诉我们，这毁灭将会来临。第八节
，This is the day of the Lord's vengeance.
这一天是神报仇之日。
And the year of recompense for the cause of Zion. These two facts contrast each other. In verse 8.
为西安的争辩有报应之年，这两件是，不同的事情。
对立。
对立的事。
对比。They have vengeance one day.
有一天神一定会报复。
One day, 一日。Day of Lord's vengeance one day
有报仇之日
一天，but the year of repentance one year
但是悔改就是要一年
repentance 也是悔改啊，中文是讲悔改吗？没有讲啊，中文可能不一样啊，那这个问题 it's okay. What it means is God's vengeance. He said day is one day, isn't it?
神的报复只是在一天里面。
But years of recompense means years of reward. It's one year. It's different. Okay?
Now,
very interesting.Reward, recompense 的意思是 reward 啊，
就是
for Zion, for Zion, Zion 就是教会
的奖赏，就是一年的时间。
That means God's grace always is greater than God's anger.
神的恩典胜过神的愤怒。
But sometimes we are better than God in terms of judgment.
有时候我们好像自己在审判的事件上比神做的更神。
We have year of judgment.
我们有。一年的
only one day of reward,
一天的奖赏跟神的做法是相反的。
Is that true? We can always judge people easily.
我们很容易的审判别人。
But we can't see our own wrongs, our own mistakes.
却看不到自己的软弱。
Can talk, cannot do.
会讲不会做。
This is very serious.
这是很严重的。
God, is even though this chapter is about vengeance, destruction, punishment, warnings.God is love, is mercy.
虽然这一章是讲到神的报仇、深渊、毁灭，但是我们知道全体来说，神是慈爱的、怜悯的。
Of course, we can't abuse His grace.
我们不能够滥用他的恩典。
Verse 9.
第九节。
The streams will turn into pitch.
以东的河水要变为石油。
And dust in the brimstone and a burning pitch.
尘埃要变为硫磺，地上成为烧着的石油。
The end of the world.
这讲到世界末日。
That's why this chapter also about the end of the world.
这章也是讲到世界的末日。
Using Edom as a type or representative of God would deal with these evil people.
就是用以东来预表我们末日神所要毁灭的。
So you can see, This verse turning to pitch, what does it mean? Lake of fire, really, is the lake of fire. Can you see?
是烧灼的石油，就是这个变为硫磺，就是
really?
就是这种硫磺之地。
Lake of fire. Look at Revelation.
火湖，我们看启示录。
One verse to explain, huh? Revelation chapter 19, verse 20.
启示录十九章。
Revelation 19:20. Revelation 19:20.
十九章。
If you look at this verse, you can see lake of fire is mentioned.
这边讲到火湖。
All the evils, including the devils, will be put into the lake of fire.
这边是所有一切啊邪恶的，就是要就扔在个硫磺的火湖里面。
This is mentioned, lake of fire at least mentioned 4 times in Revelation.
那在启示录里面讲这个火湖呢，提了四次。
Other verses in chapter 20 verse 10, right?
还有二十章第十节。
Chapter 20 verse 14.
二十章十四节。
Also verse 15.
十五节。
We can see these verses actually explain what we are reading. Isaiah, huh?
这几节就是解释到以赛亚书三十四章的第九节。
God will come. The Lord Jesus will come eventually.
最终主耶稣会再临。
Destruction would be in short.
一定会毁灭这个世界。
This is very serious.
这是很严重的警告。
Look at verse 10.
第十节
It shall not be quenched night and day. What would that be? Only the lake of fire will not stop.
昼夜总不熄灭，这是什么意思呢？就是硫磺的火湖永远不会止息的。
So the whole verse tells us, after the second coming of Jesus, all this, you know, punishment will take place.
当主耶稣再临的时候，这一切的审判将会实现。
The generation to generation, through it forever and ever. This is eternal, eternal.
必世世代代成人荒废，就是永远的成人荒废。
So this chapter therefore is talks also about the coming of Jesus, the end of the world.
所以这章也讲到主耶稣的再临，世界的末日。
Of course, literally, this was also fulfilled in the people, on the people of Edomites.
当然，这一切也是讲到在以东人的身上应验。
Because the Edomites truly, you know.They were punished, and then they were revived a little bit, and then they were totally annihilated, destroyed. Eventually,
以东人被神审判，那开始他们有一点点改过，但是后来还是没有完全的改过，最终是完全的被毁灭。
That means, this is, you see, is a typifying or prefiguring about end time.
那以东人的
the whole world with evil people will not be in the kingdom of God anymore.
神处罚以东人就是预表。末世的时候，神也会处罚这世界上邪恶的人。
Speaking, the sinful world will be destroyed.
这罪恶的世界一定会被毁灭，就好像毁灭以东一样，不能再存住。
Verse 11,
十一节
you can see pelicans, porcupines, all these kind of ravens, and actually means further destruction, or describing, you know, no hope.
十一节，鹈鹕、箭猪切要得为业，猫头鹰、乌鸦要住在其间。
All these evil things, yeah.
这一切都是不洁净的，鸟类或者是不洁净的动物。
That means destruction will come definitely.
那毁灭就会临到他们。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？Verse 11.
看十一节。
God shall stretch out over it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness.
主要在其间必将空虚的准绳、混沌的线绳、线坨拉在其上。
The line of confusion, confusion actually, if you look at the original version, it means a desolation, destruction.
这混沌的地就是说
destruction,
荒凉被毁灭。
In other words, God will definitely destroy.
神一定会毁灭他们。时间到的时候。
Because this world is full of evil, unclean.Animals and birds.
因为这世界上充满了罪恶，不洁净的动物，还有鸟类。
Together with the YTD students on Leviticus.
那我们跟第二年的青年神训班查考了立位记。
Why line is mentioned here? Line.
为什么会写到这个线坨呢
？The line is always to tell us God is righteous. That line, what he has considered, what he has done, can never be wrong.
这线坨是指说神是公义的。他所处理的一切不会错。
Sometimes we do the wrong judgment.
有时候我们会做错误的审判。
God will never do make any wrong judgment.
神绝对不会审判错误。
So this is very serious.
这是很严重的
事。From verses 13 to 15.
13到十五节。
It is further elaboration of description of desolation.
那再继续的描绘这个荒凉的事件。
Verses 13 to 15, right?
13节到十五节。
Thorns will come up.
以东的宫殿要长荆棘，荆棘，还有那个蓟蠡，还有刺草。
In a habitated by jackals, etc.
野狗要 野狗的住处，鸵鸟的居所。
How beautiful described.
旷野的走兽。
Ostriches. Ostriches, you know, they're very cruel people, right?
这个鸵鸟是非常的残酷。
We have a few ostriches in the church. The church will not grow very well.
教教会有几只鸵鸟的话，教会就不会进步。
Very cruel.
因为非常的残酷。
No mercy for people.
对人没有怜悯的心。
This is no good.
这是不好的。
A lot of mercy for herself or himself.
但是对自己却很怜悯自己。
This is not God's mentality.
这不是神的。
So if we look at these few verses, we can see.
那我们看这几节的话。
Really, it's further enhances the evilness of the world today.
那继续看一下，就是说，就加强看看这世界的邪恶。
And now look at verse 15.
十五节。
Snakes, is that snakes? Oh, and also, you know, would be growing. You know, the hawks would gather. Everyone with her mate. What does it mean? 十五节哈。You look at all the wild animals. Evil, you know, unclean animals. They multiply.
见蛇要在哪里做巢下蛋，包蛋生子，聚子在其营下。
So verse 15, you see, pay attention to everyone with her mate. That means sins multiply.
就是罪恶增加。
Using these evil, unclean animals and birds to tell us before the destruction and time, you can see the whole world is full of evil. So,
这边是借用各种的鸟类、动物，描绘就是将来呢。这些动物就是不接近的，那将来世界就是充满着邪恶，神一定会毁灭。
Verse 16,
16节
，You can see, search from the book of the Lord and read, not one of this shall fail, not one shall lack her mate. Okay, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Very clear.
十六节，你们要查考先读神的书，这都无益缺少。无意没有伴偶，因为我的口已经吩咐他的灵将他们聚集。
You see, what does it mean? Search from the book of the Lord.
查考神的书是什么意思呢？
You can talk about the book of Isaiah.
我们可以讲到是。
You can talk about all the warning books, you know, before Isaiah, or in the Bible, the warning books, 警告我们的书卷，
或者是一些警告的一些书卷。
Read them.
我们好的读。
In other words, Isaiah tells us.Look at all the prophecies so far. What God has said fulfilled. What He said fulfilled. Some to be fulfilled.
从以赛亚书我们知道所讲的这些预言
That is what He wants us to know.
都已经一一的应验了，所以我们必须要知道这一点。
This is what Isaiah wants us to know.
这是以赛亚要我们知道的，就是要去查看。
Why we are here? Why did He see 3 weeks?
为什么我们会在这边参加上个星期的神训班呢？就是要查考。
Search from the book means the words of God.
就是查考神的话。
So that we know how to live a life more worthy of the Lord.
这样我们才能够过一个自的
not like a
配的的
unclean animals anymore.
生活不是那些不接近的动物。
You see, look at this description here, repeated with 16. Not one shall lack her mate.
所以这一边呢是十六节说一直在重复，无意没有伴偶。
Repeating verse 15, right?
就是重复十五节。
Everyone with her mate in verse 15 and verse 16, not one shall lack her mate, telling us sins multiply continuously.
罪恶一直增加。
This is happening throughout the whole world.
这世界全世界整个地方都是这样子。
Isaiah tells us.
以赛亚告诉我们。
Look into this.
我们要查考这些。
God's words cannot fail.
神的话绝不落空。
Right, so not one shall lack a mate, meaning referring to abundance of abomination sins.
无义没有伴偶，就是说。很多憎恶的事情一直增加。
Yes, you talk about this matter, the evil, you know, birds, unclean animals coming together to produce more sins and sins.
这些伴偶是邪恶的，他们是越来越增加。
Verse 17,
17节
you can see he has cursed them, cursed a lot. God has cursed a lot for them.
第十七节，他也为他们念咒。
If you look at this measuring line, the line is mentioned again.
那又用这个准绳给他们。
What does it mean?In other words, what God has said, what is prophesied through Isaiah, will come definitely, very firmly. What God has said will take place.
所以神是借着以赛亚 所预言的一切事情将会实现。
That measuring line cannot be wrong.
这个准绳是不会错的。
That means God's judgment is always correct.
神的审判永远是对的。
This is very serious.
这是很严重的。
So these are the understanding the chapter, or it was by verse in a sense.
那我们就这样简单的解释一节一节的。
If you
从这章我们可以学到什么教训呢
？If you have been paying, what other teachings we can gather?
从这章我们可以学到什么呢？
其他的教训。
其他的教训。
Other teachings, huh? First of all, look at the whole chapter. It is a chapter of terror of God.
那我们看整章，知道说这是神一章很严肃、很恐惧的一卷一章。
All the verses are very terrifying.
每一节都很恐惧的。
Even though beautifully worded as a poem, you know, so artistically, you know, poetically, very wonderful.
虽然每一节都是很美丽的描绘，好像诗一样的描绘。
But description actually with destruction.
但是这些美丽的描绘
，It is called the terror of the Lord.
毁灭，这是神的，神的。
Let's look at a verse in the Bible. Paul tells us. Paul actually look at this. Second Corinthians chapter 5.
请看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章。
This basically this is a very important teaching we have to learn,
这是很重要的教训，我们必须要学习。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11.
哥林多后书第五章十一节。
Knowing.Therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade man, but we are well known to God, and I am. I also trust are well known in your consciences.
十一节，我们既知道主是可畏的，所以欠人，但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。
Paul, therefore, from this verse, you can see how he recognized so clearly.Many people who come to the Lord because of terror of the Lord.
很多人来到神的跟前是因为害怕神的
可畏。This is a good start.
这是很好的开始。
Because Paul even said, "We persuade man by the terror of the Lord."
我们就劝人要了解、要知道神的可畏。
In other words, encouraging people, asking them to come back to the Lord or come to the Lord by warnings, by terror of the Lord.
所以就是要警戒那些人，因为神的可畏，要他们归回神。
But sometimes we say, "Hey, God's message must be good, merciful, kind, peaceful, isn't it?" That's what we always want.
我们一直知道说是神是恩慈的、良善的、怜悯的。
This is what we always want.
我们就是一直向神要这些。
It's not true.
不是。
When you hear a sermon, oh, punishment, oh, you don't like it.
当我们听到讲道的时候，讲到要审判，我们就不高兴。
We are frightened.
我们就会害怕。
If we are not frightened, we are even worse.
只要我们不害怕的，我们是更糟糕。
That's why terror of the Lord actually is love.
所以主的可畏其实就是爱。
Those who believe and be baptized will be saved. Those who do not believe will be condemned. Is it not terror of the Lord?
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。这不是神的可畏吗
？This is Isaiah chapter 34.
这是以赛亚书三十四章所讲的。
Paul recognized the terror of the Lord can be useful, can persuade people to come to Him or return to Him.
保罗说：“神的可畏可能可以让我们归向他。”
This is true.
这是真实的。
So in other words, when we hear sermons, you know, which are can be very harsh, it can actually is the love of God.
当我们听到一些严厉的道理，这就是神的爱。
But the ones who speak this, I've got to pay more attention.
但是讲的人必须要更加的留意。
Do not just talk and cannot do.
不要只是讲，做不出来。
This is hypocrite.
这是假冒伪善。
Love, 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 but inside, there's darkness in the heart.
整天是讲爱，爱，爱，但是心里面却是黑暗。
This kind of people, God knows so well.
这样的人，神是很知道的。
Actions in darkness.
在暗地里行事。
If we can.Since the terror of the Lord will not be like this.
假如我们感觉到神的可畏，我们就不会这样做。
No, examine ourselves.
审查自己。
If I die now, can I go to heaven?
我今天死了，可以到天国去吗
？What I have done to our brothers and sisters?
我对我的弟兄姐妹所行的一切。
What I have done to our co-workers?
对我的同工所做的。
What I have done to our truth seekers?
对我们的慕道朋友所做的。
Can we please them?
我们可以讨神的喜悦吗
？You know, if you don't do well.Terror of God will come upon us.
我们做的不好，神的可畏就会临到我们。
This is what God wants us to learn from this chapter.
这是神要我们在这章里面学习的。
So, Paul, really, not just Paul. In many verses in the Bible, some of the verses are very terrifying, very, you know, severe.
在圣经里面的 不同的书卷，除了保罗，很多的经典都告诉我们，神的渴慕是非常的严厉的。
Hebrew tells us God is a consuming fire.
那希伯来书告诉我们，神是吞噬的火。
That is Hebrew chapter 12 verse 29.
那希伯来书十二章二十九节所讲的。
Hebrews 12:29.
希伯来书十二章二十九节。
God is a consuming fire.
希伯来书十二章二十九节，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
It's not only God will use His way and mean sometimes punishment to cleanse us through fire, the trials and sufferings.
神会借助他的烈火把我们的肮脏无味的地方烧干净。
But God also can consume. That means can destroy. If that fire cannot cleanse us, God says, "Okay, forget it. I'll destroy it. Destroy this, not people who do not want to be cleansed."
假如神的烈火不能够洁净我们的话，神就会把它毁灭。
It's not that God's consuming fire not powerful enough.
不是说神这个烈火不够强。
It's because we don't love God. We don'tobey him, then God says, "Okay, thumbs up, thumbs up."
So, 是因为神爱我们，那神一直忍耐我们，那时间一到，神说时间到了。
That would be very sad.
这是很可悲的。
You know, these kind of messages, as if very frightening. It's true, it's frightening.
这种的信息是非常的可怕，但是呢，却是真实的。
Because of love.
因为爱。
There's, as I think I mentioned sometime, there's a physical, he did not want to believe, but one time he heard a sermon when he was cooking, helping a congregation.
有一个慕道朋友，他不相信神，但是有一天他在帮忙炊事的工作。
The wife believed first, but he did not believe.
他太太已经洗礼，已经相信了。先洗礼了。
Then the husband did not want to come to believe.
但是做丈夫的不想相信。
But he heard.Very clearly, the sermon said this: those who believe and be baptized will be saved. If not, will be condemned. That woke him up.
他在厨房在煮饭的时候呢，就听到那个播音机讲到：信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
So、
他听到这一节，他就很害怕，就醒过来。
God is a God of love and mercy.
神是慈爱的，也是怜悯的神。
God is also a God of wrath, anger.
神也是很愤怒的神。
But he doesn't want to use anger to consume us.
神不想用这个烈火来毁灭我们。
This is only reserved for people who go against God.
那是得罪神的人，神才这样做。
That's why in Revelation it's so clear.
所以在启示录很清楚的说到。
If you have time, look at chapter 14.
启示录十四章。
Verse 10.
十节。
Verse 11, for example. The fire would be terrifying.
这神的烈火是很可畏的。
So what John mentions here in the book of Revelation is exactly the same as what Jesus said in Luke chapter 16.
那约翰在启示录所讲的这两节，实际是一节，跟路加福音十六章是一样的。
The rich man will be tormented in flame in fire.
有钱的。
Luke 16:24. Remember that the rich man will be in fire, tormenting.
Luke 加福音十六章二十四节
being tormented in fire.
Luke 加福音十六章二十四节
So these kind of teachings are not very interesting, but they're very important.
这边十六章二十四节
teaching of Isaiah chapter 34.
以赛亚书的三十四章的。其中一个教训就是
the message is not very welcoming.
就是十六章二十四节所讲到这个财主最后也是下到阴间的事情，所以这边也告诉我们三十四章我们所学的教训是
not very welcoming,
不是受欢迎的。
But the most important, one of the most important teachings,
但是是一个很重要的教训
is to be warned to come back to God.
就是我们被警戒。要归回神。
So this is one very important teaching from this chapter.
那从这一章里面我们学到的很重要的教训。
Another thing, of course, as you mentioned briefly just now.
那另外一个教训，我们刚才有简单的讲。
That is destruction of all nations.
就是全个国家。
What does it mean?
全体的人类会被毁灭。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢?
This is the end time.
这是末世.
This chapter is also about the prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Are we ready?
也是讲到主耶稣的再临，再来审判
Sometimes we sing the hymn.
我们预备好了吗?
Are you ready? When we sing it, we feel fear.
当我们在唱89首诗,
Are you ready?
我们是否预备好了? 我们心中会感到惧怕。
We feel fear.
因为我们感到害怕。
If we don't feel fear, that means we are perfect.
假如我们不感到惧怕的话, 就是你是个完全人。
So that hymn actually tells us to examine ourselves.
那这首赞美诗告诉我们要检视自己。
Are we ready for the Lord's coming?
我们是否预备好了? 等着主耶稣的审判呢?
But the question is this. Sometimes people say, Jesus will come, not really sure, maybe 20 years from now, 30 years from now, we don't know. We don't know he's coming. Or maybe before I die, he's not come yet, so I'm not so much concerned about his coming.
有些人认为主耶稣的再临不晓得什么，可能是20年之后，或者是什么时间，我们都不知道。
我就不在意，无所谓啦，无所谓，就是不在意，就是这个time to calculate myself.
觉得无所谓，就是有时间再灵修自己。
This is very foolish.
这是很愚拙的。
Even 2,000 years ago.
即使在2000年前。
You know, the apostle talked about end time.
那使徒时代就讲到这个末日。
You know that, right?
我们知道的。
Peter, Paul, the all these 2,000 years ago talked about end time.
彼得、保罗在使徒时代，他们也讲到末日。
That means end time started 2,000 years ago.
是末日在2000年前已经开始了。
So what is the lesson we can learn from here?
那从这边我们可以学到什么呢?
In other words, if we look at other verses, for example, in Hebrews,
那我们看其他的章节, 比如说希伯来书,
especially chapter 11,
尤其是11章,
now that mentions a lot of ancient believers, Abel, Enoch.
那讲到很多古时候的圣徒, 好像亚伯, Enoch,
Noah,
挪亚,
Abraham,
Abraham,
Sarah,
Sarah,
all these people are mentioned in the chapter.
But
that chapter specifically emphasizes they did not receive the heavenly kingdom yet.
那这一章是特别强调他们还没有领受天国。
Telling us we are waiting together to go into the heavenly kingdom with them, the ancient believers.
这古圣徒跟我们一起等待进神的国。
So end time actually must mean not just the time before the Lord comes again. We don't know how much time still left. It is about ourselves individually.
这个末世是指着主耶稣的再临，但是重要就是我们个人的末世。
The time before Jesus comes is called end time. It's starting even from 2,000 years ago.
就是主耶稣再临之前，那就是主耶稣第二次的来临，就是末日。
But individually,
在个人方面，
we have to ask the question: How much end time we have?
我们有多少的末日呢?
This before we die, how many days left?
在我们去世之前，我们还有多少天呢?
This is end time.
这就是末日。
As for an individual,
在个人来说，
all the ancient saints mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, they already had their end time. They're waiting for the coming of Jesus.
在希伯来书十一章所讲的那些古圣徒，他们已经有。